Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 63, Never Give Up. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode is sponsored by absolutely nothing. No course, no merch, no secret masterclass. Just me, raw, unfiltered, and aggressively not monetized. Today's episode is a powerful reminder of something simple and timeless. Never give up. Earl begins with the story of A.J. Cronin, who was forced by health problems to leave his medical career. He retreated to the Scottish Highlands and decided to try his hand at writing. Halfway through his first novel, discouraged and doubting himself, he just took it out and threw the manuscript in the trash, convinced he had been chasing a foolish dream. Then he went for a walk to clear his head. Along the way, he ran into Old Angus, a neighboring farmer who was digging peat out of a bog on his land. Angus, you see, had been working for years, generation after generation, trying to convert that bog to usable pasture. When Cronin confessed he'd abandoned his book, Angus suggested that perhaps he, Angus, was the fool, working year after year to turn a swamp into something useful. The image struck Cronin hard. He went home, pulled the manuscript out of the trash, and got back to work. That fool's errand eventually became a best-selling novel and launched a terrific writing career. The lesson is obvious here, but it's also really powerful. Sometimes we are only a few steps from a breakthrough when we decide to quit. Earl then reads a poem by Dr. William S. Henry centered on a simple idea. Make today the unit of achievement. Don't try to conquer your entire life at once. Just win the day. A successful life is nothing more than a string of successful days put together. Focus only on the task placed before you today. If you do that well, consistently, you will build momentum without becoming overwhelmed. From here, Earl encourages us to conduct regular life checkups. Just as we schedule annual visits with the doctor, we should schedule time to evaluate ourselves. How am I really doing? How do I handle difficulty? How well do I get along with others? What kind of joy am I experiencing? Am I moving towards goals or drifting? Write out a description of ourselves and honestly evaluate our direction. And this can reveal whether we are truly aligned with the life we say we want. Earl reminds us of these ideas and that they are nothing new. He points to Benjamin Franklin, who devoted much of his life to improving himself through the 13 guiding principles. Franklin would focus on one principle per week, cycling through all 13. And then, once he's completed that, he would start it all over and do it again, tracking his progress along the way. His principles included temperance, avoiding excess, silence, speak only what benefits others or yourself, order, let each thing have its place and its time, resolution, resolve to do what you should, perform without fail what you resolve, frugality, spend only to benefit yourself or others, industry, waste no time, sincerity, speak honestly, justice, wrong no one, moderation, avoid extremes, cleanliness, maintain personal and environmental order, tranquility, don't be disturbed by what you cannot control, chastity, be disciplined and moral in your relationships, humility, imitate Jesus and Socrates. Earl's point here is clear. We already know what leads to success. The principles have been available for centuries. The challenge is applying them consistently in our lives. Earl then references The Agony and the Ecstasy, which is the biography of Michelangelo, to illustrate a devotion to craft. Michelangelo did not outsource his excellence. He mixed his own paints. He hauled his own marble. He refused commissions when he needed more time to perfect the current project in front of him. He paid the price of mastery. Perfection is expensive. Excellence demands sacrifice. But the reward is timeless work. Earl closes with a simple but profound question. What is the best investment in the world? His answer? You, yourself. Money can be lost, property can be taken, circumstances can change, but knowledge, growth, and character, once developed, cannot be confiscated. He challenges us to examine how we spend our free time. Are we investing it or merely spending it? So episode 63 reminds us, breakthrough often waits just beyond discouragement. A successful life is built one successful day at a time. And the greatest investment you can ever make is in your own growth. Don't give up. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.